Gee, agus fáil sé go dín clár eile don cuma lú clás gael na seachtain a seo le mít Tom Cormac I'll with you as always on a Wednesday night. It's just gone 8:30 and I'm here with you until 9 o'clock. And well, of course, the Ulster Football Championship got up and running last weekend for Manna. Easy victors over Antrim in that first of those the premier round game in Brewster Park, 112-09. That's how it ended. So it's up and running. The big game probably of one of the big games of the championship this weekend sees Derry and Tyrone meet in Celtic Park, and that's going to be the main focus of our attention this afternoon or tonight. And delighted to see him joined by two former stars of Derry and Tyrone, by a former All-Star Tyrone defender John Lynch, of course a regular on the programme, and also by former Derry ace Conrad Gilligan. They'll join us as well to look ahead to that game on Sunday afternoon. Of course, Tyrone going into that as the Division 2 league champions, and well, many people's tips for an Ulster title, but I'm sure Damien Barton and Derry have other ideas. I'm sure Conrad Gilligan will tell us a little about those in a moment. But as I said, Fermanagh got that win last week. They're up and running. They're going to meet Donegal in 3 weeks from Sunday in McCool Park. Thomas Corrigan with 9 points, an impressive tally for Thomas on that particular one, and in that particular game. And Sean Quigley got the goal. It certainly is championship as weather as well, and obviously we're hoping for a long hot summer and plenty of football, and Derry, Donegal and Fermanagh and all going particularly well in the championship. But as I said, the focus tonight is on that big game in Celtic Park on Sunday, and I'm delighted to say, as I said, joined by John Lynch. Good night to you, John.
Good night, Tom. How's it going?
And Conrad Gilligan from his home in Ballinderry, just inside the Derry border. Conrad, good night to you.
Good night, how do you, Tom?
Good. How are you? And obviously, we're going to look ahead, and I'm sure great interest in both counties in the game on Sunday. But first of all, before we do that, your own individual experiences of playing, say, John, you playing against Tyrone or Derry.
We didn't back in the 80s, Tom. There wasn't as many meetings as there has been in later times. We obviously we played Derry in the first round in 86. Was a big one for us. it's one that I remember well, because I always remember prior to that match, we weren't in a great place. A lot of lads were injured, and there was no real great atmosphere going on the week before the match even, and just all of a sudden things changed with a late goal from Noam again, and the rest is history about that one. But that's one match I remember stands out with me. Then we played them in later times. We got beaten by on the screen one time. I was actually off injured that day, but it's only really back in the 90s that we started meeting more regular, sort of from 91 onwards, I think, roughly. About there's more regular meetings there.
Yeah, and Derry probably had the upper hand at that time slightly.
They had. Yeah, well, suppose, you know, with one on the All Ireland and things like that, that's where they were strong at that time.
Yeah, and tell me, what would have been your earlier memories of Derry and Tyrone? Were there memories
prior to me playing, Tom?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, Tom, I wouldn't remember that much about earlier memories of it.
Yeah.
As I say, the 86 one was the first sort of big one for me.
Yeah, and of course you went on to the All-Ireland that year.
Yeah, as I'm saying, like, it was a game that we went in, Derry pretty much were favourites for it, as I say, and we it's amazing how the atmosphere prior to that match, there was no real great feeling about it. We were just going through the motions, really, and a lot of lads injured. I was actually injured myself, and I remember Art telling me that, look, you're going to have to play, and as I say, we were lucky at the end of it. Noel got a goal and got us through, and as I say, we reached the All-Ireland final, which was great for us.
Yeah.
But that's one memory that I'll always have of Derry, but they're unfortunate for Derry that way, but, you know, somebody has to win the match, and that's the way it was.
Can you recall who you were marking that day?
I think I might have been marking Dermot McNichol that day.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. And tell me, where was that game in?
That was Noma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Conrad, you probably have had more meetings with Tyrone maybe than and more experiences than John, have you?
Yeah, you know, I suppose very regularly. But I suppose my earliest memories would be my dad played his football with Ard Bowen and played Tyrone minor football. So he would always have had a keen interest, you know, early on in Tyrone, you know, so. First game, I think I remember, it was John was probably playing. I think it was maybe 91. Derry drew with Tyrone and Clonus. I think Stephen Conway kicked a free kick to equalise it. That's the only memory I have. Not been, I suppose, my first memory of Tyrone and Derry and being at a game like that.
Yeah.
And then after that, I suppose the next one would be 5, which is a very painful memory because I was acutely aware of it when, obviously, you're so close to the Drone-Dreary border. There was a lot of stick to be handed out, but then after that, I suppose, got into the first real game at senior level that I'd been involved with would have been, I suppose, the first year of the qualifiers in 2000, where we had met Tyrone through the back door, I think it was 2000, and had turned them over in that game. And I suppose that was the first game I'd been involved in. And then after that, I suppose the memories are a lot more painful, as Tyrone had the upper hand in the championship games from that.
Yeah, because in the last 5 meetings, Tyrone won 5 of them, and one of them was a draw, actually, as well.
Yeah, well, even in that stage, like, we were always able to beat Tyrone in the league. You know, I think the last one I remember, 08, we beat them in Celtic Park, you know, well. You know, and obviously Tyrone went on to have a great year, but, you know, in the championship, Tyrone had the upper hand in recent championship meetings, and it's continued on into the season. And, you know, Tyrone really probably psychologically of the edge from even earlier on in the season.
Yeah, and what's it like on the Loch Shore these days? Because obviously, as you said, you're on the border and you have family ties, but obviously great rivalry and, you know, great camaraderie as well, I'm sure.
Quieter than it had been, you know, whenever, you know, Derry were a bit more competitive, you know, there was a wee bit more competition. Because Derry haven't been as competitive with Tyrone as last while, the fizz has come out of that wee bit. But you do see it rising again now for a big championship match, because realistically this is the real start of the championship this weekend.
Yeah, because it's actually, I think, what, it's 7 or 8 years since the last met in the championship, so it's been a long time apart.
Oh, it's been a long time apart, and obviously, I suppose a lot has changed from that as well. And Tyrone have been through transition, and Derry, I suppose, are still in transition. So, you know, while there's been a lot of water under the bridge, you know, it'll be a very, very interesting meeting come Sunday.
And tell me, as you say, Derry in transition, what's the mood in the county this week?
Well, I think there's a lot of realism about, you know, I don't hear many people sort of predicting a Derry result. I think if Derry can give a good account of themselves and set them up for the rest of the summer, you know, I would imagine the majority of Derry people would be happy. But, you know, Celtic Park has always been difficult for Tyrone, and, you know, that's another level and out factor when it comes to the game this weekend.
As you said, Derry in transition. Where are they in the transition? As we said, that Damien Barton in a new manager this year, you know, mediocre league, started well and it kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, well, I suppose the last time I spoke to you was prior to the last round Derry game, and Derry were in a pretty good position. It started off the league bright. They, you know, they had a decent McKenna Cup, probably should have turned over in that game, came out second best in that league game, and really their league form took a real dip after that round game. So very hard to tell. A few recent challenge matches, can't really read too much into them because players coming back, getting them games, and, you know, trying a lot of players out. So it's very hard to look at the form from them games. But some key injuries, you know, Dermot McBride has been injured most of the season, and, you know, Enda Lynn, you know, two important players in that transition. And while they're back now, and I suppose they're in the mix now to be picked, you know, they haven't played a huge amount of football. And going into a championship match against Tyrone, you'd really want to know that those players were at full steam.
And I know, obviously, you know, club football went ahead in recent weeks, right up to last weekend or the weekend before.
Last weekend.
Yeah, up to last weekend. And I know Damien released some of the players to play last weekend, I think, as well.
Yeah, very, very unusual. And I suppose a lot of people were saying, very, you know, that are speaking from other counties that looked in and said very refreshing. He picked 20 players, his top 20 players, and everybody else in the squad could play for their clubs. And from what I can gather, everybody came through without any injuries. And now all of a sudden you've got a bigger group coming in this week, having played a really good competitive round of league fixtures. So, you know, that's been viewed with a lot of freshness. And I think that it's something maybe other counties could look at and maybe try, because, you know, it does make life very difficult in clubs where, you know, some county panels are carrying in excess of 40 players. And, you know, a lot of them maybe haven't played football in months. An actual competitive match, you know, rather than in-house game. So, you know, it's something that, you know, if Derry were having to turn to over this weekend, people would look in and say, well, that made a difference.
And tell me, in terms of the championship, maybe you had it on the latter stages of your career. Did it change when it moved from, you know, where the first round of the Ulster Championship was all or nothing, but now you have the back door?
Oh, it changed dramatically. You know, obviously whenever the Ulster Championship draw was made and you've seen where you're at and you've seen who you played, you know, you looked at the draw and you thought, right, you know, there's a really good draw, we're in a really good place, and you prepared differently, whereas if you had a hard draw, you know, preparation started that wee bit earlier, whereas now, you know, Derry and a lot of counties like that, you know, have one eye and would love to progress in Ulster Championship, because the holy grail for Derry this year is still getting and winning an Ulster title. You know, Tyrone, on the other hand, yeah, an Ulster title will be very important for the development of that team, but they're probably looking at a bigger prize down the line as well, no matter how they get there.
Mm. Is that the situation, John Lynch?
Well, I suppose, Tom, last year was a fair example of that exact situation, whereas, you know, we played Donegal in the first round and things looked glum at that stage, but as the year moved on, we got ourselves into gear and ended up getting into the semi-final. So it is a good way to sort of build your year as well. As Tom said, you know, you sometimes when you look at the championship and think to yourself, we have a handy run, and it's all about preparations then. So I'm sure Tyrone's preparations only helped them as they went on. They were able to use different players and different games and stuff, and their preparations were perfect all the way through. Like,
yeah, and of course the I know the fact that the under 21s went on and were on and went all the way to an All-Ireland, and quite a few of them came through as well. That was a big thing last year, wasn't it, in revitalising Tyrone?
Oh, no doubt, Tom. It was a tremendous help for Tyrone last year. Whenever you know, them lads that get into them situations of winning matches and eventually winning in All-Ireland, you know, their confidence would have been high, and Mickey would have drafted in at possibly two or three. I know that young Myler, young Brennan, a couple of them lads come in and they helped actually the Tyrone setup in later stages, you know, with their obviously their fitness and their confidence and everything else going in there, and their freshness. It helped Tyrone big time last year.
Is it a disappointment so this year that maybe that the under 21s didn't go on and repeat last year's run?
I suppose you know, as far as the under 21s getting beat was a disappointment, but I wouldn't think that, you know, looking at it from a senior perspective, I don't actually think that we would have been, it wasn't a major disappointment for us. Yes, it would have been great for the players to go on and the same thing to happen, but I think Mickey has still pulled a few lads in from that initial squad again there, but it is the confidence thing that they carry and you know, the freshness that they bring to a squad, which was good, but I wouldn't necessarily think it would be a great disappointment for them, for Mickey especially. Like, you know that, you know, he has a squad and the squad was there, and he's obviously added one or two lads to it, but yes, it's a disappointment for the Zumtree One setup, but not really. I wouldn't imagine Mickey would be totally disappointed that they lost. You know what I'm saying? Because he gets a chance as well. Whenever the under 21s are going, you know, he's hampered a wee bit with them not being involved in his training sessions and stuff. So, you know, it does work both ways. You know.
And tell me, what's the feeling in Tyrone about Derry? You know, because it probably at the start of the year, this was the one game that everybody said, you know, Tyrone are going to be the favourites, but they have to go to Celtic Park. Derry are the farm team. Those odds seem to have changed and maybe lengthened in favour of Tyrone at this stage.
Yeah, well, I suppose the way the year has panned out, Tom, with obviously playing, we got Derry in the FA Cup at the start, and we had them then couple of times in the McKenna Cup, and then obviously in the league. It was going to be a repeated year for us. And as Conor said, the McKenna Cup match was probably the closest game in it. And really, Derry should have beat us that day. But I watched them in the league match now, and I'll be honest with you, I was disappointed in Derry the way they played it. I thought there was probably more in them, but it didn't seem to be able to compete that day. So it's interesting. Be interesting to see what. It's going to be like this weekend as far as that goes, because I was expecting a lot more of them from that, and Conor said it exactly right, that it seemed that their form dropped from that match onwards. But as far as the feeling goes, Tom, you know, people are not, we're under no illusion that Derry are still a top class team. You know, they're still carrying some great players. Look, some of the, you know, the top class forwards, and Lynch and Kilt and boys like that. These boys are all top class forwards, so it's not going to be a game that the Tyrone's going to go and expect to win, not a chance. And you know, the feeling on the street is the same. We know ourselves that we're up against a very strong Derry team who have been battered in the press and battered, obviously, you know, there's people in Derry even battering them, you know, with their league performance, and they're giving Barton a bit of stick and stuff. So we're expecting a fair bite from them, in fairness, like, and there's no illusion that this is going to be an easy game for us.
Tato Agirs, the Clishan Clark, and Lucas Dana Shockton, the show with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9 o'clock. My guests tonight are former Derry star Conlon Gilligan, an All Ireland winner, club winner with Ballinderry, and won a couple of national leagues with his native Derry as well. And of course, John Lynch from Castlederg, of course, an All Star defender in the 80s. And well, we'll be taking a short break, but when we come back, we'll be looking at well, where this game can be won and lost, and maybe even have a stab at picking the teams for Mickey Hart and Damien Barton. Walter Rash, good evening, Clare. My special guests tonight are John Lynch of Tyrone and Conlon Gilligan of Derry. And of course, we're looking at the big game in Celtic Park on Sunday afternoon. That's Derry versus Tyrone in the first of the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarterfinals. Of course, Fermanagh got through the preliminary round last weekend, and they will play Donegal in their quarterfinal in 3 weeks from Sunday. That's in McCool Park and Ballybuffet. We'll talk about that naturally enough in the weeks ahead. And on the subject of Donegal, of course, with Donegal ladies, of course, of the Division 2 National League champions, and they're holding a golf classic, as Liam Skelly told us last week here. And well, Liam was on this evening, and there's still a number of places on the timesheet available for that golf classic, which is on in the Ballybuffet and Stranorla Golf Club. I know it's a golf club that John Lynch knows particularly well, on Friday. And it's entry of €100 per team, teams of four, and there's some very good prizes, 2,000 in prizes, and indeed special prizes, signature prizes from Pádraig Harrington, signed by him, including two hats, four gloves, and some golf balls, and a 56 degree wedge. And I'm not sure if Pádraig has been using the wedge too much. 56 degree, I think his putting has let him down in recent weeks. But enough about that. Conlon Gilligan, back to the big game. As the general feeling is, I think, with everybody after that league game in Omagh, that Derry have a fair bit of ground to make up. What have they got to do?
Yeah, I think I suppose up until about 10 minutes to half time, Derry were well in the game and had dropped men back behind the ball, and it made it very difficult for Tyrone. And the game changed on Sean Kavanagh coming out, playing around the middle, and it really threw Derry, because at full forward, Derry were able to swamp Kavanagh, Tyrone kicked aimless balls in, and Derry were able to mop it up. Derry's problem in that first 20 minutes was more offensively. You know, they had chances, they had shots, and they couldn't convert them to scores. Tyrone reeled off 2 or 3 points before half time, and that set them up and it gave them a platform. But I would expect the game to follow the same sort of pattern. I think Tyrone will probably look at Sean Kavanagh inside, and I think Derry will be defensive, and I don't think they'll want to let Tyrone away from them too early. I think probably around the middle is where the game, you know, can be won or lost for Derry. Derry kick out, so Thomas Mell is kicking out on his own song. It's brilliant, and I don't expect them to kick much around the middle. I think defensively Derry have a lot of pace and a lot of mobility, but again, it's how they transfer that offensively into score taking, because it's going to take 14, 15, 18 points to win this game on Sunday. And you know, the question still remains whether Derry can get there.
Yeah, have they got the firepower to do that?
Yeah, well, that's the question, and I suppose that's where they've been lacking a wee bit in the league. And the reason why they hadn't won games in the latter stage yet, because they hadn't been scoring enough. And again, the question mark's still there. I think defensively, Derry are very, very sound. You know, really good players, lots of pace, lots of mobility, and it's transferring that out and trying to get it up on the scoreboard. And Derry probably will need a goal to win this game at the weekend.
And isn't that the dilemma facing a lot of teams, you know, nowadays? And we saw Donegal, Jim McGuinness probably was one of the first to come with it anyway, in terms of the blanket defence as become known. And as Jim used to always talk about, it was, once you got that right, it was a matter of getting the offensive right. And you probably do need a Michael Murphy or somebody inside of that calibre and that quality when you're playing that type of game.
You do, and probably, you know, you're looking to Derry and you're looking for Mark Lynch to have a massive game. You're looking at, you know, your Jim Kilt to have, you know, games of their lives, maybe that they've never had before, to be enough to turn Derry over, because, you know, Derry will need one player to come away. If they want to win that game, one player will need to have 1-6, 1-7 against his name. You know, if they can do that and one player can step up like that, they certainly can win the game. But, yeah, you know, the distribution of scores, you know, 2 points here and 1 point there and 2 points there, you know, you don't get high enough. Every team will need, you know, that 1-6, 1-5 man, you know, just to take the pressure off the rest.
Mm. And tell me, in terms of team selection, will the team be changed much from the team that played in Omagh that night?
Yeah, well, I would expect it to be similar in regards to key positions and maybe up the middle, obviously. Midfield will be an issue, whether, because obviously, you know, no Patsy Bradley, no Fergal Doherty, you know, there's a real change there. You know, Neil Holly will play midfield, but it's who plays with him. You know, will they go for mobility or will they go for a bit of height? But it'll be a conversion of a half back or half forward to midfield, and as part of the game plan, I would expect. But I think,
who's likely to come in to play alongside Holly then?
Well, it could be anybody from Mark Lynch could go to the midfield, and it could be Danny Heaverin has played some games there, and again, his mobility is, you know, incredible. So whoever he's in there, you know, they'll have a long hard day running after him. But again, I don't expect a huge amount of ball kicked up the middle, so I don't think there'll be many aerial battles.
Mm. So is it the front six that probably is going to pose the biggest problem for Damien to select? And obviously,
yeah, I think so.
He's
I think
probably
so.
Yeah, go on.
You know, there's a huge amount of players, you know, very similar, you know, and it's, you know, Danny Heaven's brother Shane is in the mix. You've Emma McGuckin, you've got you know, Mark Lynch can move into the forward line, so, you know, there's players there that they're very similar, and, you know, Benny Hearn comes in and out, you know, can hit free. So it's very difficult to see, and it's really up for grabs who they're going to be good play them. You know, there's at least three positions there that are not set in stone.
Yeah, and of course they have to be kind of defensive minded nowadays as well, as opposed to all out forwards.
Yeah, and again, look, I think, you know, Derry have those type of players in abundance. Mm. You know, I think there's no issue there. It'll be offensively how they can, yeah, do their job defensively, but then what they can add going forward, because it's going to take scores on, you know, on Sunday to win the game. And, you know, Tyrone probably with their forward division will find it a wee bit easier to get scores.
John, the Tyrone formation, well, funny enough, it wasn't that settled. It probably, Mickey Hart was using maybe a squad of maybe more of 18, 19 players than maybe sticking by a starting 15 each week. Is it still a little bit up in the air as to what the first 15 will be?
Yeah, well, as I said earlier on before, Tom, I suppose the way Division 2 panned out this year for Tyrone, it left him, Mickey, with a bit easier, you know, selection for different matches. He was able to maybe go to the game thinking that he could use lads that obviously wouldn't have been, you know, typical first team players, and he's able to use lads and see what they're about. But I honestly think for Sunday's game, I think the selection that he made the last day out against Cavan, possibly in my opinion, was near his top 15. And forward line especially, I think there was, like, McCurry's back from injury, and I'm not too sure if he'll bring him in or not. But I would agree with Connacht on the way things were set up. Obviously, both teams are going to set up defensively, and that's modern football nowadays. We have to accept that's the way it is, and that's, you know, some people don't like it, but that's the way it is now. So we accept that. I don't know if there's going to be much battling in the middle of the field, because both teams carry a good, you know, say O'Neill possibly. I'm not sure how Morgan is doing from his injury, but I would imagine he'll probably be in the middle and goal. So his kickouts are pretty, he's useful on the kickouts as well. He can pick his players out, so there might not be a lot of stuff going through the middle. So, you know, a lot of the work will depend on, and like, both teams in my opinion are very well defensively set up. Both teams have good defence, and I've seen that in the McKenna Cup match, especially for Derry. Their defence was very good against us that day. So defensively both teams will be set up well. I think I'll be happy again with our defence, but it's all about who's inside, who's the forwards, Tom. And really, as I say, the way we set up against Cavan, I would imagine that's possibly near to our strongest team.
Yeah, and it's going to be good enough, is it?
If it's going to be good enough, well, as Conor has said, like when he said it, that there's one man in Derry that is obviously not in the panel, but he's one man that could do that for him. In my opinion, he's a certain Mr. Bradley. People may disagree with me, but
Owen or Paddy?
Owen, or even Paddy, but Owen at the minute, in my opinion, is still one of the top players in Ireland. Like, and if he was around now, I'd be a bit more concerned, to be honest with you, because he's one player that, that can change a game, or he can score that 1-4, 1-5 that, that Connell said that would be important. It'll depend on how our forwards work, Tom. Like, you know, as I say, obviously Gordon O'Neill will probably be full forward. He's been playing fairly well in the league, but we all know this is a whole different ball game. Championship football is a whole different ball game. There's less room and there's more intensity there.
John, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut you off, and I know you're joining our commentary team on Sunday along with Oisín Kelly. We wish you well, and we're going to have live commentary on that game on Sunday from Celtic Park, Derry versus Tyrone in the Championship. From me, Tom Week, Cormac, on next week's Slán Ó Bannock.